The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. It is show number 511. That's right. Here we are, 511, with fantastic guests all the way around. Glad you tuned in to the show. Simply go to stewart.com/radio. That's right. As this is a Go Texan edition, even more reason to tune in, see the YouTube video, and we're going to get started right now as we welcome broker owner John Altick with JLA Realty. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Excited to be here again.
Well, here we are. It's been a long time, John, but your company is celebrating its 10-year anniversary. So we say congratulations in a massive way right here. And what better way to celebrate than right here on the show?
Tomorrow the 5th will be, I know we're recording this a little differently, but tomorrow the 5th is our 10-year anniversary of me opening the first office there in Atascocita. And it's been a crazy, wild, and fun ride ever since then.
Company is growing leaps and bounds. Many agents, but give us an idea going way back to 10 years ago or so. What was the inspiration to even say, hey, I want to be in real estate and I want to be a real estate broker and grow a company and have an impact on Texas and even beyond?
So real estate was a hobby. My wife and I moved here in 01. I worked for Hershey Chocolate at the time, and she worked for Wrigley Gum. She traveled a lot, so I had a lot of free time. A
lot of sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sugar in our house back then. So I was flipping houses. I originally got in as a flipper and then got my real estate license just mainly to do my own deals. And you know how that goes. It was a hobby that I enjoyed, and it kept growing little by little. I worked for a franchise. I was an agent with one of the big franchises back then. Had the opportunity to be part owners in that franchise, and I realized pretty quick I'm not a franchise guy. It just doesn't fit my model. Just not my thing. You know me well enough to know I like to walk to the beat of my own drum a little bit. So I started JLA out of my house and then got a few agents. And my original business plan, I wanted 30 agents. In 5 years, I wanted 30 agents, and then I had a number I needed to produce personally to make that work. But the whole time I was still with Hershey. Now, 10 years ago, I left Hershey to do this full time.
And that's Hershey Chocolate.
Hershey Chocolate. Yep. Great company. And it kind of got away from me pretty quick. That 35 didn't last long.
And I always love when you reference Hershey Chocolate because it makes me think of where I grew up. I grew up in a little town called Camp Hill, 20 minutes away from Hershey, a fantastic place for those listening, a great tourist area and a beautiful area in Pennsylvania.
Great place to take a family vacation.
And everybody loves chocolate and they love real estate too.
This is true.
So there you are in real estate. Many people, I think, John, have the idea to be a broker and to expand they're a real estate business, but how did you do it? What if you were to say two things that made you successful and even getting past the first 30 agents and now you have 1300 plus, what tip would you tell people?
It's not about the real estate. It's about people. You got to take care of people. That's always been my thing. You know, I look around at JLA and all of my friends are at JLA, the people that I call family. So we really, we still run it as a small business, even though 1,300 and some agents, it's not small. But that's kind of my style. And for me, just being front and center, every agent has my cell phone. They can all call me at any time, text me at any time. I think once you lose sight of what got you there, you're going to be in trouble. And it's still the same value, still the same company, still the same everything. We just have a few more agents now.
And let's tell people, as they're listening, we're talking with John Altick. He is with JLA Realty. He is the broker, owner, and founder. Give people an idea geographically, John, if someone's out there thinking, JLA Realty, I've heard of them, I know an agent or so, but geographically, where's the footprint for the company?
So we have agents on the ground in every area of Texas. We have 25 offices going as far north as Huntsville, as far south as Beaumont, Galveston, Katy, the Woodlands. We're office-wise,
actual physical
on the ground offices. But there are amazing agents from JLA on the ground in every major city and some small cities across Texas. And we just keep growing. You know, there's not a massive growth plan. We build it as it happens. And we're out here organically just doing this. Now, we do have strong eyes on Louisiana and Oklahoma. We should see that happen sooner than later. I've got to get my broker stuff done up in both of those states because we do have interest there. We have people that are asking about us and want us to move in that direction. So
we talk a lot on this show, as you know, about Houston, the surrounding areas. Yeah, they're exploding. You're finding that. But before we talk to you about this area, the metropolitan Houston, give us an idea what's going on. Take us one of the smallest locations or two that you have. What's going on outside of this area in a JLA area?
Massive growth in places Texas. Like Dayton. You know, we got an Dayton, office Texas. In Dayton. There's an office in Livingston. There's offices in Cleveland, Texas. Those areas are booming. A lot of growth happening there. If you look around the city, the growth is happening further out because land they can still get at a reasonable price, and they're putting in massive subdivisions out in the outlying areas. Beaumont's booming. Beaumont's been a huge market for us for the last 3 years. So when you look at these different areas, we find that a lot of our growth is happening out in these quote-unquote smaller towns. Our number two agent for all of JLA came out of Huntsville for 2023. So there's just a lot happening outside of what we call metropolitan.
Huntsville. Now, is that in terms of dollar volume?
Dollar volume.
Or number of units sold.
Dollar volume. Yeah, dollar volume.
In Huntsville. It's beautiful up there.
Oh, there's a lot going on up there.
There's so much going on. Well, all right, let's come back here to Houston, Huntsville. And as we get closer, I know you have an office in Katy, Kingwood. Let's talk Kingwood for a minute. What's happening there?
You know, Kingwood has always been this kind of its own little animal in real estate. It's kind of isolated out there. The schools continue to drive the growth of Kingwood in that the schools are very, very good. It's kind of landlocked, not a lot of new construction in Kingwood. It's kind of been done for some time. However, the resale market is a monster. The values of those homes hold themselves well. So, you know, they do a great job in Kingwood. It's always going to be a great real estate market just because of the infrastructure they have in place.
And then as far as offices go, physical offices near Houston, what's the closest to, say, downtown?
We're not far from here, actually. It's right off the freeway over on 610, and it's kind of our central hub for Evermark Commercial. It's our commercial group. We do run residential out of there as well. We have a couple residential groups within JLA. There's not much we don't do. You know, it's all about having options for people, whether it's commercial, residential, leasing, investors. So we have different groups within JLA that are able to manage those and take care of them. And so we have one here really close to this office.
One of the things I've noticed also in terms of leadership, you've been able to establish a certain company culture. And along the way, I mean, companies like Apple and so many companies have their own culture. And when the culture works, the companies work and the companies soar. Tell us about your...
Culture's everything to me. And it goes back to where we got with our growth is just open, fun. I'm the biggest kid in the whole company.
You're actually having fun.
You've got to have fun. You can't I don't care how much money's involved. There's a point to where if you're not enjoying what you're doing, you're not going to want to do it very long, and you're not going to be passionate about it. And a lot of people talk to me like, you've been doing this 10 years and you're still excited. Yeah, because I'm having fun. And that's kind of the one of the core values of us is that we have fun. We're all the same people. We don't have a hierarchy. I don't do hierarchies. If you want to pick up the phone and call anybody that's in management at JLA, you call them. If you want to, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we're real big on just everybody's in this to help everybody else, and that's part of our overall culture. And it's open. You can, you know, I tell agents all the time, if you want to call me and tell me that I'm doing something wrong, just call me. You're not going to offend me. And it's amazing when you have that open environment where they can call all the way up and all the way down, it creates an autonomy within your company that allows it to grow. And the recruiting happens within the brokerage by other agents. They want to bring their friends over. So they're having a good time and they go get their friends to come over and say, hey, let's go be a part of this. You got to do this with us because it's a lot of fun and they have, you know, it's a great company to work for.
So you have seen and have on your team 1,300 plus agents. Along the way, you see real estate professionals all over the place. So what I'm getting at, and you have children. How many children?
Two? I have two daughters, a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old.
And this may have already happened, but if your 16-year-old, let's say, because that's the oldest, said, hey, Dad, I want to be a real estate agent. You have a pretty good idea of who's going to be the traits to be successful and the things that are not going to work. So what do you tell your daughter if and when she says, Dad, I want to be an agent? What do I need to do to be great at it like you?
So she actually interned in the office last summer, and she was teaching me Instagram. I was teaching her Facebook because, you know, that young generation doesn't want any part of Facebook. But I told her it's a vital part of real estate. And she picked up on it really quick. You've got to be great with people. You've got to enjoy conversing and problem solving. There were a couple of days she sat in the office and she goes, wow, you had an interesting day. Well, there was a lot of issues today. I said, well, and then some days there's no issues. But I think for real estate agents, the one thing I love about this business is there is no prototype. You can come from any background. You can have any personality. You can be like a introvert and extrovert. You can be all of that. And it really doesn't matter. As long as you're good with the industry, you understand it, and you're able to explain who you are, what you are, and why you do it.
The person in Huntsville that had the most sales, mm-hmm. give us a few attributes of that particular person. Well, why do you think they excelled? And luck plays a part. Let's not in she's anything. Been, she,
so I don't I'm, I don't know how old Joan is, but I think she's probably 80, pushing 80. Okay. She's been doing this. She and her twin
Mick
sister.
Mick Jagger's 82,
yeah,
by the way.
She's been doing that. And I'm, I apologize 90. If I'm off. I'm not good with ages. But I will say she and her twin sister up there. And her twin sister was in one of
she's
our.
She's 82.
They're right there right. together, right?
We need to do a second show. Okay.
But you know what? She's been doing it a long time. And she keeps track of her business, and she takes care of her people. And if you take care of your, and I call it the Bucky's
it's
experience.
It's too simple, isn't it?
Here's what I teach this. It's the Bucky's experience. If you take care of your clients like Bucky's takes care of people, you'll never have a problem in this industry. I don't care where the market goes. I don't care what the industry is doing. We don't go to Bucky's to get gas. We can't tell you the price of gas. We pull in and we fill up. We go to Bucky's for the experience. So I teach this as part of my marketing. You just need to be the Bucky's of real estate. You'll be just fine.
And before we close the segment, sometimes we overcomplicate things, don't we?
I know I do.
But anyway, before we close the segment, John, what else should we know?
I think that there's never a bad time to buy real estate. I'm a big fan of that. You know, the two best times to plant a tree is 20 years ago and today, right? So same thing with real estate. I think if you're out there as a buyer or seller in this market, it is a good market. We are a little bit sheltered here in Houston from a lot that's going on in the world because we have a great economy, and the Houston real estate market's going to continue to grow and prosper year after year because of the infrastructure that Houston's done and put together here.
John, how can people reach you at JLA?
I'm a big social media guy. You can grab me off Facebook, but you can call me on my cell phone, 281-744-2611. That's probably the easiest and fastest way to get me. If I don't answer, leave a message or text me.
The number again is?
281-744-2611.
Thank you so much, John Altick. And once again, congratulations on 10 tremendous years.
Thank you, my friend.
As we continue, let's welcome Christy Newcomb and Ryan McLennan with the Newcomb Realty Group. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here. Excited to be here.
Well, we know you're excited, and it's super awesome to have you here. Let's tell people, Christy, we'll start with you, the Newcomb Realty Group. Let's tell people geographically where your group focuses on the most. Let's start there.
We focus mostly in Cypress, Tomball, Spring area, but anywhere where our wills will take us. We love serving clients. So anywhere from Huntsville, we have some listings in Galveston right now. Anywhere from Chapel Hill to Atascocita, Kingwood area.
So one of the things, as we talked before we started here, you have how many people on your team? Let's tell people.
We have 9 people on our team. So.
And then geographically, are they spread out through the city in different areas?
They are. That's why we're able to serve so many clients throughout the greater Houston area.
That's awesome. Well, Ryan, let's tell people your role on the team.
Yes, sir. So I am actually both a listing and buyer specialist on the team. I've been with the team for going on 2 years now.
Yeah. Well, give us an idea. As you mentioned, both selling the listings and buying. Right now, let's say the last 10 transactions you've been a part of, mm-hmm. how many have been listings and how many? Is it even? Or?
So I'd say, a lot of both sides right now. I'd say one big thing about the northwest area of Houston, a lot in Cypress as well, is new construction. So we're seeing a lot of people sell their homes, then go into the new communities, such as Bridgeland and other areas like that.
I'm glad you brought that up because I see as I drive on 99, as a lot of people do, the west side of the city. So if you're listening outside of Houston, it's a big city. And the area that you guys are is the northwest. But there's a lot of trucks and a lot of construction, it seems like, Ryan.
That's right. I mean, we're just on the verge of what's coming to Cypress, I would say. especially with Bridgeland. So the main section of Bridgeland has been east of 99. That's been the Cypress side, but now they're expanding across 99 and also bringing to the table Bridgeland Central, which is going to be a big project, 925 acres of commercial development, waterway, restaurants, similar to what you see in the Woodlands.
Nonstop, huh?
Nonstop.
Well, one of the things I think about, because I was just at the Cypress Boardwalk. Mm-hmm. Now, are you very close to that boardwalk, Christy?
In Town Lake? Yep, yeah. We are.
That's a nice place to go.
I know. What's your favorite place?
Well, I don't know all the restaurants, but I will tell you the one that I really liked, and it brought a new experience. I went to Torchy's Tacos.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And the beauty is that there you are at a Torchy's having a tasty treat, and it's economical, and you're looking at the lake like you're at a real nice place. Right. So that boardwalk really enhances, but as I look at it, it's almost like you're saying this new construction, how much more room is there to keep building?
That's right, and I think that's why we see so much expansion out to the west side. We're seeing Hockley, Waller come into play now, because, I mean, land has become so expensive in, you know, when you're inside the loop and then branching out and out further. I think now we're just seeing more and more expansion. Waller has finally come into play now, and I think Bridgeland especially, and there's multiple other neighborhoods coming up that are going to help just bring that area up as well.
Christy, give us an idea. How did you assemble the team, or what was your inspiration for saying, hey, I want to have a team approach to offer my buyers and sellers? Give us a word on that.
Sure. So 12 years ago, I got into real estate and took off really fast. And so my husband's like, you know what, I'm going to join your passion. So 2 years after I joined real estate, he joined as well. And then we slowly grew our team to where we are today. But it didn't happen overnight. We took a slow approach to it. And it's really because we needed that work-life balance, which is really hard to find in real estate. And so just being able to delegate and serve our clients well by having more hands and people on board to do that.
So that's working out pretty well. That's a great evolution the way it started.
Right.
So he was watching you saying, hey, it looks like we're onto something.
And really, it was just me not turning in paperwork for our compliance.
We don't want to get into trouble, yeah.
Yeah, I had lots of checks just sitting there, and that wasn't my main focus. It was just serving our clients. And so, he was like, I think you need some help. And I did. And so who better to trust than your husband? So
that's right. So
it jumped on board and here we are today, 12 years later.
So as you project ahead, when you think certainly around at least by December, if not January or even before, you and your husband and team looked at 2024 and said, hey, wonder what's going to happen. How did y'all plan, or what do you think's going to unfold here in this big year?
So we are big Ted Jones believers. Like he's an economic forecaster. If you don't know who Ted is, of course you guys
never heard
do.
Of him.
I know, exactly.
He's the eighth wonder in the real estate world in addition to all that, but yes.
He definitely is spot on each year. So we definitely listen to what he has to say. And this is going to be another great year in Houston. So if you're looking for a right time to buy, it's really, truly right now. And so we are also hiring because of that growth. We don't hire for today, we hire for tomorrow. So definitely looking at the future, bringing on at least three new agents this year.
Give us an idea. I mentioned this before. When you see someone that says, hey, Christy, I want to be on your team, right? I'm sure that happens. You go to events and things like that. In your mind, when you're looking at someone, what are the attributes you think that are like the top two or even the top one that strikes you to say, I think they could be great on the team and they're going to be successful in real estate? What do you see?
Their drive, their goals. What are they? Where are they currently at in life? Again, going back to their goals, what does the future look like? If they say, you know what, I don't have any goals in 5 years, well,
then may not work.
Maybe we need to reconsider. But we do go through an extensive hiring process with multiple interviews. We have them take the DISC personality.
I failed it, so.
Okay. You did not fail it.
The DISC profile, right?
Yeah, the DISC profile.
You have a process,
yeah,
and the process is working for you, right?
It is.
So that's awesome. So how many more people do you think you'll have on the team or planning to?
So this year, three more people on the team is our goal for 2024. And then our 5-year goal is anywhere between 18 to 20.
So we think the year is going to be pretty good. Ryan, what kind of activity are you seeing as you're out there?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of buyer activity pick back up. Of course, rates are always a conversation, especially the past year or so. It takes time as we see rates increase. It takes time, I think, for people to get used to those new rates and the new levels. As they've come down just a little bit, I think people are realizing, okay, this is somewhat of a new normal now. So they're coming out of the woodworks, I would say, and they're making that decision to just go ahead and move forward with the purchase. Speaking of the Ted Jones conversation that we attended in January, one thing that Ted mentioned is that the Houston market has probably already seen its trough. So he doesn't forecast prices to come down. And I, from everything I'm reading, everything that we've experienced, I don't think they will either, just because of supply and demand, the growth that we're seeing in Houston and out.
So when you're helping Ryan, when you're helping mm-hmm. buyers right now, or let's say in the last few months, have you had buyers from other states that you're in touch with?
Yes, sir. Actually,
so they're still coming.
They are still coming.
We're in an inbound state, so they are coming daily. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. In fact, as y'all mentioned, Ted, he says it's the number one U-Haul
yep.
drop-off destination, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. What about listing? What are you telling people when you have a listing appointment, Ryan? How do you get them ready to have the right expectations?
Right. So we are in a market now where sellers, they have more competition. They have more competition, especially with new builds. And one thing that builders are doing right now to combat the high interest rates are offering incentives. So when I'm talking to a seller and we're on a listing appointment and we're going to come up with a strategy to list their house, I bring that up in conversation too. And one thing we have to do as a listing to stand out where we didn't maybe during the COVID times where you could just list the house and it would sell
right
in 2 seconds is we need to prepare that listing. So we discuss staging strategies, our marketing strategies, video. We talked about out-of-state buyers, so we have a big presence on social media to reach those buyers as well. But it's all about presence and having a good first impression with your listing.
So, Christy, like in other professions, there's a lot of husbands and wives that work together.
Sure.
So how do you do that successfully all these many years? And how do you find time for balance to turn off the real estate?
Sure. So still working on that 19 years later. I'm not sure how we turn off real estate fully.
Maybe you don't.
We work 7 days a week and around the clock. But we have definite success because I'm more of the marketing, spontaneous, fun side of real estate, and then my husband is more of numbers and behind the scenes.
And by the way, he's mm-hmm. probably listening to the show. Let's say hi to him. What's his name?
Hi, Michael Newcomb.
Michael Newcomb. That's right. One of our favorite listeners, right? He loves
Absolutely.
The show, I heard. I mean,
yes.
That's what Kim said. So in the meantime, before we close the segment, Ryan, let's tell people, what else do you want them to know?
Well, you can always find us on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all platforms. But also the easiest way to find me is phone number. Call or text me. It's 832-816-8345.
One more time.
And that's 832-816-8345.
And Christy, how can people reach you?
They can reach me at 832-779-5478. We're huge on social, so you can go and visit us there as well. But again, call, text, 832-779-5478.
So if I need any paperwork done, I'm going to call Michael.
You call Michael. Absolutely.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Christy Newcomb and Ryan McLennan. Let's continue and talk with Vladimir Victoria Jr. He is with EXP Realty. Vladimir, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
I'm going
to
call you Vlad. How's that?
That's perfect.
It's awesome. So let's tell people about your company, EXP, and geographically, Vlad, where you cover.
Yeah, so we cover the Southeast Houston and Pasadena specifically. We have 2 offices in Channelview, another one in Pasadena. And yeah, that's where most of our business is out of.
Well, we want to tell people too, we don't get to talk about the East, and we'll call that's the Southeast, right?
Yes, sir.
Of Houston. So if you're out there listening in another state on the internet or something, this is a very interesting area. Let's tell people some of the economic drivers there where they live there. And let's take Pasadena, for instance, because there's Pasadena and mm-hmm. even a Deer Park.
Yes. So you
nearby.
Have Pasadena, you have Deer Park, and you have LaPorte. A lot of the people that are moving to that area are plant workers. A lot of the chemical fields, the plants, you have Shell, you have a lot of the bigger companies out there. And, You have new construction, people coming in from all over the country, specifically for that type of work.
So you're saying, too, even in this area, the Southeast, people are coming from other states even?
Yes, sir.
So yes, sir. Are they hiring? Is there a lot of work?
There is a lot of work. There? You have plant workers coming from Oklahoma, Louisiana, Florida. I know Kentucky. I just helped out a client in
Kentucky. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And how are they finding you? Of all the thousands of realtors, yeah. Vlad, how'd they find you?
So we do a lot of social media. We do a lot of social media, and we do a lot of outreach. And a lot of it is personal referrals, too. So we have a lot of clients that refer us out with the years of experience that we have with our team.
That's interesting. Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Now, have they bought something yet, the people from Kentucky?
Here in Houston? Yeah. We're actively working with them.
You're still working on them.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to find out later in a couple months, once they find their place, how they like Houston compared to Kentucky. Because that's a good place, too.
It is. I have personally never been to Kentucky. It's always on my bucket list, though.
Yeah, it's a good place. Lots of horses there.
Yes, sir.
So also, one of the things, the difference between, tell us between Deer Park and Pasadena and LaPorte. Give us a word on those.
So they're with,
I get confused.
Yeah, so they're all within about 10 miles within each other. You have Pasadena, that's the closest that you can get from the Beltway. And you go about 5 miles in off of Spencer, and that's another highway coming down the Beltway. And then that is Deer Park. As you get more towards the bay on the same road, you're in now LaPorte. And it's all interchangeable between 45, the Beltway, and everything in between.
Well, when you wanted to be a real estate agent, what was the thing that you thought that said, hey, I want to do this real estate thing?
So my story is a little different. My story, I grew up in California. Los Angeles. So I'm from Houston, but when I was 11 years old, I moved to California with my dad. My dad used to work in CenterPoint, and being a lineman, you have a lot of opportunity to bounce up, move around, and experience different parts of the world. So I moved over there when I was 11, but when I was a kid, I was always following my grandmother. She was a realtor as well. So I was dragged along to the showings, listing appointments. Seeing that hustle that she had when I was younger really inspired me.
You probably put up a few real estate signs for her and yes, other chores, I'm guessing.
Yes, I did. I was always the kid going into all of the new construction houses, the model homes, looking around, look at the foosball table, let's play pool, whole bunch of fun activities.
I bet every home that you went with her, it was just, especially for, I'm trying to put myself in your place,
yes,
for a child, it was probably fascinating.
It was.
Like, wow, this is fun.
Yeah, is this our house?
We like this one better. Let's stay here.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So interesting. Are you a parent?
No, sir.
Interesting how those young, the experiences we have when we're young stay with us. Mm-hmm. Because here, this is one of the drivers that brought you on a career path or inspired you.
So a lot of our business, one of our biggest opportunities that we have is we work a lot with investors. So we help out with my experience being in California. I've been able to master obtaining off-market properties for investors that we have in coming from California. I have a lot of people that are super high valuable over there in California that come to Houston and they see the opportunities with the prices.
So when you talk about the investors, what are the investors that you're helping? What are they looking for? Or give us an idea of some of the things they're looking for.
A great deal that they can park the money into to get a great return. So for example, a lot of the deals that we source for our investors are 70% minus repair deals. So what 70% minus repair deals is for example, a property that is worth $100,000 after it's fixed up, we'll get it for say 70% of that, which is $70,000, and needs $20,000 in remodeling, we'll knock that off, sell the deal at 50. And that's how we're able to get our deals for our investor clients.
So these are residential things?
Yes, sir.
Properties?
Yes, sir.
So who's making the analysis of how much it's going to take? Or to what extent are you helping the investor? And again, we're saying this investor is from somewhere else, maybe California even.
Yes, sir. So we're showing them the numbers. With us being realtors, we have access to a lot of opportunities here. With HAR, we have access to a whole bunch of different softwares that allows us to pretty much put a package together. And we present to them how the numbers work, how it benefits them, what percentage you need to be at to make this deal happen, and vice versa.
right now there are still investors that are talking to you about properties
all day.
And yes, do sir. They buy more than one at a time?
Typically, yes. I do have some clients that are very powerful, and they can hold a lot more than the average "I just want one and done" type person.
So I'm thinking also that if you're able to, like when you first meet someone, mm-hmm. and you're able to serve them and they're happy,
yes,
they're
sir.
Probably keep coming back, right?
Yes, sir. 100%. 100%.
So that's part of your strategy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it is. And we have cold callers in-house. We have cold callers overseas. And they're able to source those deals for us. And we're able to provide those to our investor clients.
So other than California, mm-hmm. and you mentioned one party from Kentucky, anywhere else have you seen people come from?
Florida, California. I've seen some people come from Arizona. Arizona's prices and Houston prices are very similar, especially whenever you're the outskirts of the bigger cities over there. So people love the country feel.
What about people leaving? Are you helping people with listings or more on the buyer side?
A little bit of both. We do a lot in-house. We do listings. We do creative finance options. Sometimes the properties that we do walk aren't always in the best condition. So we're able to give our clients a little bit of different options when it comes to selling, rather than just, okay, let's throw your house on the market at this price. We offer cash options. We offer creative finance options, as well as a listing route.
We're talking with Vladimir Victoria with EXP Realty.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Vladimir, as you plan for 2024 and your own personal plan, sounds like you're a strategic fella.
Yes, sir.
So how do you see this unfold, this 24?
I think 2024, we're going to have a major boom with everything that we have, especially coming out of COVID the last couple of years. A lot of people with the sellings have very high expectations, and our job is to educate them to what we have now in our market as it is stabilizing. And that's our job, is to educate people as we go into the newer realm.
So you're seeing that things are going to get even better?
Yes, sir.
Again, you're focusing on the Southeast.
Yes, sir.
Now, do you ever get outside of that area?
Yeah, we have agents all across Houston. We have agents going all the way to Tomball, Cypress, Huffman area, Atascocita. So we could pretty much serve you all across.
And I should know this, but how close are you to the port of Houston?
So I actually live in Pasadena. I'm about 10 minutes away.
So then Pasadena is also supporting some of the activity in the port, and 100%. People move there for that work.
100%, yes, sir.
Because a lot of times people don't realize how important the port is.
It is.
In our economy. It's just one of the
important.
Many economic drivers.
Yes, sir.
So you have a feel for what's going on over there?
Yes, we do.
What's happening?
Everything, there's a lot of, it's the same thing coming around Houston. With the Ship Channel, you have a lot of new jobs coming up every single day. Those jobs are not going anywhere. Houston has the Beltway, and the Beltway makes it super reliable for traffic on any direction. And that, with our location in Houston, being on the Southeast, it allows us to go pretty much anywhere.
Ships are coming in here all the time, aren't
they?
Yes,
sir.
And they have a bunch of stuff.
Yes, a lot of different stuff.
Cars and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Well, Vladimir, before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know?
Yeah, selling your home and buying a home doesn't have to be hard. We have very many different options for our clients, and we're just looking to serve and educate. If you have any questions, you can contact me at 281-838-9753. I'm all across social media. You can find me at 281.vv on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And you mentioned social media. What's your favorite, or where do you get the most results?
Facebook and Instagram.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And you're getting some of those leads from these other cities and other states through Facebook?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't
through
it
Facebook.
Amazing?
It is. It's a very powerful tool that we have. 281-838-9753.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Vladimir
you,
Victoria.
Yes, sir.
If you're a real estate professional, then listen closely. Cyber criminals are targeting our industry. They are impersonating real estate professionals, homebuyers, sellers, and title agents. Their goal is to gain access to your inboxes, computers, and clients so they can steal information and funds. Does your business insurance offset these risks? Not sure? Contact Stewart Insurance to determine if your business is properly insured. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827. Visit stewartinsurance.com or call 866-798-2827.
Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is, once again, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. Hey, John.
Bill, always a pleasure.
Well, here we are. We're covering a lot of geography here, and it's always fascinating as we move along through the show.
It is. So let's expand our geography for our discussion this afternoon.
Uh-oh.
So there was an interesting article in a recent edition of Insurance Journal, and it was based upon some long-term forecasting that AccuWeather has conducted. And AccuWeather has been doing weather forecasting and providing forecasts since 1962. And they're projecting a potentially supercharged hurricane season for 2024, specifically the back half of the 2024 hurricane season. And as a reminder, hurricane season is June the 1st through November the 30th.
Rapidly approaching.
Yes, rapidly approaching. So they're seeing a La Nina, they're projecting that a La Nina is going to come into play, and that brings warmer water into the Atlantic, therefore can ultimately then affect warmer water in the Gulf of Mexico. Take that in consideration, the fact that the temperatures in the Atlantic right now are at the end of February or at mid-July numbers. So the water's considerably warmer, so there's going to be a greater chance that we have a number of hurricanes this year than we've had in the past.
Yeah, it's troubling to hear that.
Well, it is. And, you know, both AccuWeather and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has also come out and said the same thing, that they feel like that it's going to be a greater season. There's going to be more tropical storms, more hurricanes. You know, they recommend that people be more vigilant as we get ready towards that season, and not just assume that because they're thinking it's the back half of the season that we can be comfortable early on, that we need to begin really paying attention to that probably a month or so prior to hurricane season kicking off.
Don't cancel your flood insurance if you have it. I am not canceling mine. I renewed it. So, and if you're new to Houston, we encourage you to get flood insurance because you just never know. Places that never flooded before will flood sometimes.
40% of the homes that flooded during Hurricane Harvey were in zones that were less likely to flood.
You just never know.
You never know. So it's worth at least having a conversation with your insurance advisor about flood coverage, because you can get coverage through the National Flood Insurance Program. You can get coverage through private insurance companies. But just to get an idea of what that is, you know, what the cost would be, what the investment would be in the flood coverage, because it's really important. If you think about it, that an inch of water can do $25,000 worth of damage to a home. And the average cost for a flood damage is about $43,000. So, you know, at least it allows you to, you know, do your own personal math. And if it's something that you can handle, if that were to happen, then that's fine. Then maybe you want to be self-insured. But if it's not something that you want to handle and you want to offset some of that exposure towards an insurance company, then that's where flood coverage would come into play.
Well, I know in the process of people looking at homes, working with real estate professionals, the topic comes up. Like if you're looking at a particular, I saw a home once and then the realtor said, well, by the way, that is in the floodplain. It's not in the floodplain. Or I heard one where they said, oh, well, the person is paying X dollars for flood insurance right now. And if you buy it, you can get the same. You know, there's a lot of talk that goes around.
Well, if our friend John Altuk ever heard any of his realtor saying that, oh, you're not in a floodplain, he would have a cardiac arrest, because he would know that that's an errors and omissions claim coming about. We're all in a flood zone. Now, we may be in zones that are less likely to flood, but we're all in a flood zone. Now, there are some things that you can do as a seller that potentially you could grandfather or transfer your flood coverage over to the buyer so that the buyer gets coverage at a lower premium. So that's an option that you can look at during the transaction. You know, being able to say that, oh, because Bill Napick pays XYZ for his flood coverage, if you buy in that same neighborhood, you're going to pay the same thing. That's not true, because your rates were set at a different time in a different market. So if you're buying it for the first time, the chances are your rates are going to be higher than what somebody paid, you know, 5 years ago.
So with that same thinking, and I think someone said this to me at Stewart Insurance, that is, if I canceled my flood insurance today,
yes,
and then 3 months I said, nah, I think I want it, I bet it's going to be a different price.
Absolutely. So they've the National Flood Insurance Program has led the change on how flood coverage is evaluated. So they always continue to look at your elevation, but they're also going to take a look at what would be the cost to repair or replace the home. They're going to take a look at how often an area floods and what types of floods does the area come into play. So because they're looking at how often, which is quite often for us, and they look at the types of floods. So not only do we have floods from hurricanes, but we have floods from thunderstorms, or, you know, simply because we're an urban area and we have a water main break that could cause, you know, floods in a inner city neighborhood. So because of those criteria, we're going to pay more in premium for flood coverage as a rule in the greater Houston area than you would if you were in the Midwest, let's say.
Fascinating, John. What other things have you brought for us today?
Well, just the fact that it is important to keep that in mind, and the fact that, you know, we talk about a La Nina and what does that really mean, but some examples of what that means. In 2020, we had the last La Nina, and that was the most Atlantic hurricane seasons ever on record. Mm. In 2005, we had 4 Category 5 hurricanes, Emily, Rita, Katrina, and Wilma. And we all remember Rita and Katrina and how that affected the Gulf Coast especially. So it's just important that you start preparing now and you start thinking about it now, whether you have flood coverage or you don't have flood coverage. If you're buying a home, it's worth having a conversation with your insurance advisor.
Well, I'm also thinking about all the things that affect weather for some reason even more. But as you mentioned, these big ocean, well, the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, these big bodies of water, the temperature at which the water is affects what goes on in the sky and beyond and affects these storms.
Absolutely.
And so it's warm out there.
It is. So we'll see warmer winters. The northeast will see cooler winters. We'll see greater hurricane seasons. So it really does affect. It's going to change how the the Gulf Stream comes into play, and based upon where it pushes the Gulf Stream is going to determine whether, you know, we're wet or not. And we're going to be looking at least if their forecasts are correct, we're going to have a wet summer.
Well, I live in a place called Green Trail, so it will remain green, hopefully. At least we have that going for us. John, what else should we know before we close the segment?
Well, if you'd like to have a conversation about flood coverage, whether it be do you have enough right now, or if you'd like to consider flood coverage, we'd be happy to help you out with that. And you can reach one of our insurance advisors at 866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827. If you'd like to consider, you know, coverage for your home insurance or your auto investment properties, we can help with that as well. From a business perspective, we work with realtors, real estate brokers, property management firms, and lenders on their business insurance. So errors and omissions, general liability, business owners' plans, commercial property. And you can reach us also at 866-798-2827.
John, I have a feeling there's someone right now in a horse stable in Kentucky that's looking for insurance coverage. What number should they call?
Well, we just set up the Kentucky Derby hotline, and that's 866-798-2827.
The number one more time, just for the fun of it.
866-798-2827.
John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance. Thank you, John, for being with us.
Bill, always a pleasure.
Well, here we are in the final segment of the show. He's back. Here's Johnny. I've been wanting to do that, John. John,
yeah, you can
Altick.
Tell you enjoyed that too much.
How about that? He wound it up so many different ways. Of course, John Altick with JLA Realty. John, here we are. What else do we want people to know about what you're doing all around the beautiful state of Texas and even beyond soon?
You know, the one thing I like to always put out there to people is use a realtor. Even if you're not going to be use it, obviously I want you to use a JLA realtor. That's my business. But use a realtor. They're experienced. We know what we're doing. I often say this, you know, if I've got a toothache, I can pull my own tooth, but I'm not going to like the results. Same thing with real estate. You can do your own deal. Yes, you can. You're probably not going to like the results. Work with a great realtor. We've had great realtors on this call today. There are great realtors all across Houston. JLA's got great realtors, but I don't care who you use, use a great realtor and you will enjoy the process much more.
I thought you were going to say, if you got a toothache, call a realtor. That might not be the best thing to do.
Well, you could. I mean, we could figure it out. We'll know somebody. Realtors know somebody dentist, that can do everything.
You know, but a lot of people do real estate part-time. There's probably a dentist out there.
There's got to be. You know, I've got an anesthesiologist tech that works for me and does anesthesiology on the side, so or vice versa. I'm not sure which comes first.
A lot of exploration on this show. That's what we
never know where
for.
We're going to go.
Exactly. But you do have quite a varied team. Think about that. If you just look at the idea of the numbers, when you have over 1,300 agents, some no doubt are more active than others, but the walks of life that each and every agent comes from, their different personality types, how they're...
I mean, that's the fun part.
You could write a book. That's
coming
up
next. Oh, yeah,
that's
the fun part. And when you really start to dive into who people are, where they came from, their background, and the skill sets they have, it's so much fun when the diversity is amazing.
So here we are once again, 2024. Forget it. It's going to be great. Let's go 2025. What's going to happen, John?
Oh,
because I know you look ahead.
I do. I'm working 5 years out on our business plan all the time. 2025 is going to be a great and interesting year, all depending on the election.
It's going to be big.
Yeah. Going to be big. This is going to be a crazy election. Really hard to predict where we're going to go until we know what direction that the election is going to happen. But again, we're in Houston. Even Texas as a whole. Let's just take the whole Texas. This is a great place to live. The economy is fantastic. We're blessed versus some other parts of the country. I grew up in the Midwest. I'm from Missouri. Not as strong of a market there as it is here. But we're very blessed to be in the great state of Texas.
It's almost like, in a way, now it could change. Anything is possible. We learned that time in and time out. However, one thing we know is that it's appeared that Houston has almost like a thermos. We have a built-in some kind of insulation, which is our key economic drivers and those things. So there's something about Houston and even Texas that there's a certain protection barrier, so to speak, or there's still stuff driving people.
Well, if you
here.
Look at Houston, our economy encompasses such a large and diverse group, from the ship channel, which you were talking about, the med center, our airport. I mean, there's so much economy in the Houston, greater Houston. We don't, you know, not just Houston proper, but right all the way around, the economy is just so strong and there's so much happening here. Small startups moving here, a lot of ex-Silicon Valley folks coming into Houston, setting up shops. So there's a lot of great money in Houston.
No doubt about it. And John, let's tell people once again how they can reach you, John Altick.
We're all over social media, JLA Realty. You can get me personally on Facebook, Instagram. But my cell phone is my favorite place, 281-744-2611. Again, that's 281-744-2611. Call me or text me. I love to text.
One more time, a little slower.
281-744-2611.
So nice. Thank you, John. And once again, congratulations on 10 years, many more. And here she is, Christy Newcomb and Ryan McLennan with the Newcomb Realty Group. Okay. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Hello.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having us back. Well, it's always a good time to buy a house. 10 years from now, you're going to be happy you made the decision now to buy a house. The market's going to be good in 2024.
So we're excited about it, right?
So we're excited about it.
Christy, who's your favorite title company?
Of course, Stewart Title.
Well, that's awesome. That's so nice of you to say that without any prompting. So in the meantime, Christy, here it is, Cypress, sure. Texas. How many more houses can they build there? It's expanding in a rapid way.
It is expanding. We have a few more communities popping up, and so we're excited to see them take off, as well as, again, Bridgeland, going back to the master plan community of Bridgeland that everyone loves living in, where actually my kids go to school.
And that's right. One of the things about Cypress is the school district
is phenomenal. Yeah.
How about that? Give us a quick word as far as the new construction, either one of you, as far as the price points, where are they at now? Let's say for a nice 2,500 square foot home or so, what are the price points starting at with a new construction?
You can find that in the mid 300s, I would say.
So that's still, we could do that.
You can find that in a new community with a good interest rate too, with the incentives that builders are offering. You could be in that range. I'd say mid 300s.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, very nice. Ryan, let's tell people again how they can reach out to you at the Newcomb Realty Group.
Well, Newcomb Realty Group, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as well. But always, you can reach out to us by phone. My phone number is 832 816-8345. And that's 832-816-8345. You can call or text.
And Christy, how can people reach you?
You could definitely look us up on social media. It's Newcomb_Realty_Group. And also give us a call at 832-779-5478. 832-779-5478.
Thank you so much, Christy Newcomb and Ron McLennan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
As we close the show, here comes Vladimir, Victoria. Vlad, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So here we are, closing things down. What else do you want people to know?
I want people to know that marry the house and date the rate. If you have a problem with your rate that you got now, you can always refinance later. There's a lot of different options when buying and selling a home, and you don't have to make it hard. Contact us, contact the team, contact some realtor that you have a relationship with, and ask them the questions that you would have. Don't go into this business thinking that you know it all, because there's professionals in this business that will assist you with every step from A to Z.
And Vlad, let's tell people, as far as the buyers, again, you're mentioning rates and those things. How often are you running into the cash buyer?
So half of my business is investors. So I'm dealing with cash buyers every day, all day.
So most of the time, we don't want to assume, but most of the time then the investors, it's a cash situation.
Yes, sir. But they're getting a great deal rather than coming in and buying a dream home. Because when you're buying a dream home, most of the time you're going to want to go with the financed option rather than a fix and flip property.
So you're getting some cash deals along the way, and that's a good thing, right?
Yes, sir.
In some ways, that makes the transaction smoother, would you
100%.
Say?
100%. Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's tell people how they can reach you, Vladimir Victoria.
Yeah, you could reach me at all social medias. My Instagram handle is 281.vv. My phone number is 281-838-9753. Once again, that's 281-838-9753.
And you know, Vlad, I think you have a certain advantage, the name Vladimir Victoria.
It's unique.
It's unique. People can't forget it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
So there you are. Thank you so much, Bill, for being with us. And you know, we have business development people all over Houston and beyond. Let's talk to one of them right now. Jana McGuire. Hey, Jana.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. Yeah, it's nice of you to bring Vlad by here today.
Yeah, I'm glad he could join me this morning.
Well, let's tell people about your office. Which office do you work at?
Stewart Title, Clear Lake, and that's close to NASA, if everyone knows where the Space Center is.
Yeah.
We're right there in that middle area, and it seems to be going strong.
So we're
I do get into Pasadena, Deer Park, LaPorte.
Yeah. So it's good to have that area and to be able to serve the areas that Vladimir's at, the Deer Park, and that sort of thing. So
yeah, absolutely.
Especially, he says business is booming out there.
It is. It's been great, though.
Jana McGuire, if someone wants to bring their contract to you, what should they do?
They should call me or text me, 832-244-3439. That's 832-244-3439. Or they can look me up on Facebook under Jana McGuire at Stewart Title, Clear Lake.
Stewart Title, Clear Lake. It's super awesome there. Jana, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And also, we have business development people all over Houston and, as I said, beyond. So if you want to bring your contract, and I know you do, to any of our offices right here in the Houston area, just go to stewart.com. You'll find them. They're there. Also, super activities, educational things are being provided by our people at Stewart Title all around Houston, Texas, and as I said, beyond. Thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick, together with John Bramlett and all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. You can go to stewart.com/radio. That's right, stewart.com/radio, where you can hear, not only hear, but see the show as well. Thank you for being with us, and we will see you next week.
When it comes to real estate, everything matters. Whether you're a broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, for informative and entertaining information when it comes to owning, buying, and selling real estate, tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance.